I'm Rachel Otwell. This year marks the 19th annual Roger Ebert's Film Festival, which takes place in Champaign this week through the weekend. It's better known as Ebert Fest. Each year, it's dedicated to a person. This year, however, it's dedicated to the Alliance for Inclusion and Respect, a partnership between Champaign County Mental Health and Disability Organizations. I spoke with Lynn Canfield. She's executive director of the county's Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities Boards. She is also a coordinator for the Alliance for Inclusion and Respect. I asked Canfield how it felt to hear that the organization would be honored by Ebert Fest this year.
Well, that was great news, and it was news that we got just in time because it's a tough job sometimes. We, you know, as a funder, in a time when other funders are kind of falling apart or the state doesn't exactly have it together to maintain their investments in services and supports for vulnerable people. So we find that the money that we have to invest in local services is needed more and more every year, and the gaps in services are bigger every year, and there are more types of gap, and there are agencies which really suffer in the changing state and federal context. So to get an email like that during a real challenging time is nice. It's a bright spot. It's a little bit lighter than what the business that we are usually engaged in.
Chaz Ebert has said that she chose the Alliance to dedicate Ebert Fest to because it embodies the principles of empathy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Canfield agrees.
Since what we're doing is challenging stigma and promoting inclusion, I think that we can see the value of empathy in both of those. But I also think that by doing inclusion, we create empathy, right? Like people have a much easier time relating to people who are just in their world, in their normal. We don't cause better inclusion by being more empathetic people. It's related, right? So empathy and compassion are certainly part of, they will help us to have more inclusive communities, but I think they are also developed through inclusion and through questioning stigma. So I think we also, when it comes to stigma or any kind of negative preconceptions that we have about a group of people, we sometimes don't know we're carrying beliefs around. Like we're the goldfish in the bowl, unaware of the water. So sometimes we can't really talk about stigma as easily as we can begin to experience the benefits of inclusion, whether it's fiction or a documentary, to help develop empathy in the viewer. So that's a really important piece of it. I think that's something that Roger Ebert and Chaz Ebert have felt very committed to, the relationship between empathy and experiencing a work of art.
This year, like years in the past, the Alliance for Inclusion and Respect has chosen to feature a film at the festival that has an educational component when it comes to mental health and behavioral health or disability issues. She told me about the movie that will be screened on Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's called Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamiqua Holdsclaw, a documentary, and the director is Rick Goldsmith, and he's going to be in town. He's actually going to speak at the high school screening, and I think we're going to take him to a couple of other youth events to meet some young basketball players and give them some words of inspiration. But the film is a documentary about a fairly well-known professional athlete. She was at one point referred to as the female Michael Jordan, and she struggles with bipolar. And so it's, you know, this film is about how she dealt with that when it started to maybe threaten her good career and, you know, the promise of her career and even threatened her survival.
Here's part of the trailer for the documentary Mind Game.
I was really embarrassed, you know. I looked at, like, my depression and my issues as, like, a sign of weakness.
Shamiqua coming forward and telling her story, speaking about something that people don't want to talk about, that puts a name and a face to the issue.
People think, oh, you're cured, you know, everything's okay. Let me tell you guys, it's a constant struggle.
A gold medal winning women's basketball player accused in a crime here in Metro Atlanta. She appeared in a Fulton County courtroom this morning.
My life changed dramatically, legally, socially, financially. For once, it's not just pushing through something, breaking through something. It's not just about that. It's realizing that I need help. When you look at me, I've been in control of my body. You know, I'm an athlete. If I want to get fit, I know what to do. But it was like my mind was always, in a sense, detached. Being able to look myself in the mirror and say it. This is an illness that I have. That was the hardest part. Like, I gotta be able to look and say, this is me. I can't do this by myself anymore.
That was from the movie Mind Game. The film will be screened during EbertFest on Saturday. It's sponsored by the Alliance for Inclusion and Respect, which is being honored by the fest this year. Part of what the group does is help showcase art. Lynn Canfield tells me more about why.
Art produced by people who have disabilities or behavioral health conditions, because sometimes that art is the best mode of expression that they have, you know, or the best way to connect with the outside world. Beyond art being a form of self-expression, it's certainly a form of connection. And then if it's a product that a person can buy, there's another connection that they can make with an artist. So we like to promote the artwork of people who may have disabilities or behavioral health conditions because we think that that's promoting relationships between them and either people looking at their work or purchasing their work or even just coming to visit with them when they're selling it, just to help us become more aware of individuals who might otherwise be sort of invisible to us in our communities.
And this year, per usual, there will be art for sale and on display produced by artists who live with mental illness or disabilities.
I think we have about 20 artists, and some of them will share a table or a booth because they like working together or they like hanging out together. We have a couple of authors, and then we have people who've created paintings or photography or jewelry. Sometimes people just surprise us with totally different stuff, like, you know, pottery or cloth art. So I'm not even sure what to expect this year, but I think that a lot of it is paintings, which that's my favorite. And my whole office is decorated with paintings from the art show. So this is an annual event that many of us look forward to all year. And it's a lot of the same people come and show their work each year. But this year we have a few new people, so that'll be really fun. I think the new people bring a good energy too.